You know, all this Olympic talk. Did you hear that Canadian Olympic losers now have an extra incentive to reach the podium in Whistler?
I did. $1 million.
$1 million if they win the gold. Can you believe that?
Be great. I think I should take up the sport. Is it too late?
Well,
I'm not quite streamlined enough.
Too late for these Olympics. It's just getting going. An Alberta businessman offering $1 million, yes, to any loser who takes home a gold medal. Darren Weeks is the owner of the company. It's called Fast Track Capital. He's the man behind this generous cash prize. And we've reached Darren in Whistler. Hello, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
How's the buzz in Whistler? Is everyone getting excited?
Yeah, compared to the last time I was here, definitely is different. And everywhere you look, it's definitely the Olympics are here. So it's finally here.
Wow. All right. So, look, are you in contact at all with the Luge team or the Lugers before the big game?
No, not at all. I haven't talked to them for a couple of weeks, probably. I don't try to get a hold of them. I know they're just, you know, focused on the races, so I haven't even tried, but I have not talked to any of the actual team. The only person I talked to is Jeannie and Tim with the Luge Association.
Right, and the reason I ask, of course, is you must be curious how they're reacting to this $1 million incentive you've put in place here. I guess you've seen, as we all have, some clips on radio and television.
Yeah, actually, what I saw, the athletes speaking on one of the clips, it surprised me how surprised they were, but I guess it must be quite a big shock to them, but I haven't really put any thought into it.
You haven't put any thought into it. You just dangled $1 million in front of their noses. People get a little excited about that, Darren.
Well, I guess they're so focused on the race, and I know them, you know, quite well now over the last year sponsoring them. I know they're very dedicated athletes working really hard. So I didn't want to put any pressure on them by doing this. That was never the intent. I never thought of it. When Tim said to me, Darren, I don't think we should tell them, you know, like a day before the race. It might be too much pressure, so we need to tell them sooner. And I never even thought of it that way.
Okay. So look, explain to me how the prize works.
Well, we stepped up a year ago, first of all, to sponsor the Luge team because they didn't have a sponsor. And then I just thought over breakfast about 10 days ago when I was in Calgary, I thought, you know, we should do something a little bit more. And what can we do to give the team some more exposure? Because that was one of the promises I made to the Luge Association, was to expose their sport a bit more. And, you know, again, this business is good. And I thought, why not put the prize on the line, $1 million, if there's a gold medal? And if that's the case, half of the money goes to the athlete and half of it will go to the Luge Association.
Hmm. So why are you doing this?
I don't know. It feels good. I want to hopefully have other corporations step up and help the team out, other teams as well. I mean, the government funding, I was told just a few days ago, is, you know, cut for the next 4 or 5 years already.
Is,
yeah. So I think it's, yeah, I mean, I basically think that anything you do, if you're going to be successful at it, whether it's business or sports, you don't do it in 1 year. You need a long-term commitment. So that was part of the reason. And also, you know, I have some young kids, and I look at our healthcare costs, and, you know, my kids and I always are very active. I think Canadians need to be more active, so hopefully this gives more awareness to people to look at the sport itself and all these great facilities we have, like in Calgary and Vancouver. Now let's use them.
Just to clear this up, if someone does win, does the money come out of your pocket, the company's pocket, or is it covered by insurance? How does it work?
No, it's me personally, my own personal money.
All right,
this
isn't hole in one insurance then we're talking about here.
No. I never considered it until the media brought it up. I've never talked to anybody about this as far as insurance goes.
All right, so why the luge team? What's your attraction to that sport? Were you just a great tobogganer as a kid, or have you tried luge? What's this?
No, I have are you crazy? 154 kilometers an hour, but...
Yeah, it is a crazy sport.
It's fast. I was told after the World Cup was over, some of our customers might have a chance to go down the very, very bottom portion of the luge track.
Yeah.
A promotional kind of thing. But it started last year when I saw the team didn't have a corporate sponsor. I just thought to myself, every other, you know, national Olympic team had a corporate sponsor. They were the only ones that didn't. And, you know, without getting into too much of it, but my line of work, I help average everyday Canadians, and I call them underdogs when it comes to investments. You know, some of the richest people get the best opportunities where most Canadians don't. So I think they're underdogs. I think the Luge team, they're definitely underdogs. Plus, from a marketing perspective, they go down a fast track. We're called Fast Track. So kind of melded together.
That all works on that level. I get it. All right.
Yeah.
So help me out with this, because we've seen what's happened in other countries. In the United States, corporations have stepped up an awful lot to help out their athletes. In Canada, when you take a look at it and you compare the numbers, Canadian corporations have not stepped forward as much as they have in some other countries. Are you surprised at that? What are your thoughts on that?
I am. In fact, in some ways, it's a little disappointing as a Canadian. Also, you know, some companies will step up and sponsor somebody for $5,000 and take 1 million photos and, you know, promote it like crazy. So I think in some ways they kind of abuse the privilege for a little bit of money. But yeah, I think corporations should step up. And, you know, we don't get measured results because of this, but it feels good. And I just believe in abundance. And if you do the right things for the right reasons, I think you're going to do pretty good in this life.
Any way to measure what this has done for your company? I guess morale inside the company is one thing, but also exposure on the outside. Look, I'm talking to you about your company.
Again, you can't measure it.
No.
Nobody's, as far as I know, nobody's phoned us specifically and said, hey, I heard you sponsored the Luge team. What do you do? You know, it doesn't happen that way. We have a group of 70,000 customers in our company, and they're the ones that are aware of it. And I think the goodwill within that, you know, customer base is probably going to help us in the long run, but you cannot measure. It's impossible to measure what we benefit because of it.
You know, there's going to be some cynics out there. There's cynics everywhere, but there's some out there who are going to be saying, come on, no Canadian luger has ever won a medal at the Olympics. What are the odds of this guy having to pay out? In your mind, what are the odds of you having to pay out?
Well, you know, again, there are a lot of cynics, and there's a lot of cynics in the media, because every time I talk to them, they have to bring up the negative and say things like that.
I know. Look, I'm just asking.
Yeah. But, you know, I purposely also, I did this on purpose because I knew people would say that. Mm-hmm. This offer stands for the Russian Games, too. And when we sponsored the team originally, they were looking for a one-year sponsorship, and I refused. I said, it has to be 5 years or I don't want to be involved. Because, again, you can't just make miracles happen in 1 year. So we're committing to the team for the rest of the next 4 years until the Russian Olympics at the very minimum. Plus, this offer is on the table at the Russian Games, too. So I'm hoping that some of the junior athletes maybe take the sport a little bit more serious, and some of the senior ones will hang on for another Olympics with a chance for $1 million.
And you may attract some more people. Isn't that great? Last question, just to be clear, because I don't think this gets as much notice. You've also put some kind of incentive in place for silver and bronze, haven't you?
Yes, $50,000 for silver and bronze, and also $5,000 for each of the best in the female category, men's category, and doubles category. So $15,000 minimum.
Yeah.
Plus, we sponsor them for over $1 million. So, yes, $50,000 for bronze or silver.
Good for you, Darren. I think it's a ton of fun. Fun idea, and I'm hoping, like everybody else is, that somebody collects. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it'd be great. I hope they do too.
Darren, thanks for this.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity.
Darren Weeks is the owner of the Fast Track Corporation. I got to make sure I got the right name. Capital Corporation. He is offering $1 million to any Canadian luger who wins a gold medal at the upcoming Vancouver Whistler Olympics.